Roy Moore, the Chief Justice of Alabama's Supreme Court, is at the center of a controversy. In a child custody case, Moore wrote a concurring opinion in which he called homosexuality an inherent evil. Gay rights groups are urging his removal, but Justice Moore says his remarks are based on Alabama common law. Butler Kane of Alabama Public Radio reports.
The case involved a custody battle between a divorced father in Alabama and a mother who lives with her lesbian partner in California. By a 9-0 unanimous vote, the Alabama Supreme Court reversed an appeals court ruling and gave custody of the three teenage children to their father. In the official opinion, the mother's homosexuality was barely mentioned. But in a special concurring opinion, Chief Justice Moore wrote that homosexuality is, quote, abhorrent, immoral, detestable, and a crime against nature, an inherent evil against which children must be protected. The comment sparked an uproar. A week later, Lori Jean, executive director of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, addressed a statehouse rally in Montgomery.
In an opinion that is stunning in its hatred and ignorance, Chief Justice Moore has branded an entire class of people as abhorrent, immoral, detestable, evil.
Elected to Alabama's top judicial position as a Republican a year and a half ago, Chief Justice Moore has seen controversy before. He is known nationwide as the Ten Commandments judge for refusing to remove the commandments from his circuit courtroom. Last year, he placed a granite monument of the Ten Commandments in the rotunda of the state judicial building. Dean Young, executive director of the Christian Family Association, has supported Moore's stance on the Ten Commandments and supports his opinion of homosexual parents.
I believe that homosexuals should never have custody of children. It's a deviant lifestyle, it's a destructive lifestyle, and it leads to all types of mental problems. It's just wrong. It always has been, it is today, and it will be in the future.
State residents are sharply divided over Moore's comments. A Mobile Register, University of South Alabama poll shows that 50% believe homosexuals are unfit to be parents, and the same percentage says homosexuality is evil. And it was that specific comment, that homosexuality is an inherent evil, that caught the attention of Democratic State Representative Alvin Holmes, who says such language should not have been part of a judicial opinion.
That's wrong and it's unfair. And that's not the duties of a judge. A judge is supposed to rule according to law. And in my opinion, what Judge Roy Moore did in writing this opinion constitute misconduct of a judge.
Holmes has filed an ethics complaint against Chief Justice Moore with the Alabama Judicial Inquiry Commission. Holmes says Moore's language was inappropriate and violates the state judicial ethics canon. Chief Justice Moore will not discuss his opinion because the case could go before the U.S. Supreme Court. But Moore's attorney, Steve Melcher, says Moore did follow Alabama law, not his own personal beliefs, and he's being attacked for it because the law is not politically correct.
The law is what the law is. The simple fact of reporting what the law is does not make one unable to impart justice.
Alabama law describes homosexuality as illegal, inherently immoral, and deviant, but there is no known reference to homosexuality as evil. The Alabama Judicial Inquiry Commission would neither confirm nor deny it has received a complaint about Moore. Once a complaint is filed, the commission must address it within 42 days. For National Public Radio, I'm Butler Kane in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.